The industry
is doomed.
I kind of just wish we'd discovered or put this on for discovering this 5 seconds ago. This is ridiculous.
It's too good.
I think you should lead in.
I think so. Hello, good whatever. Welcome to The Industry is Doom. I am Michaela Gorman.
Who am I? I am Michelle Wolf, and I am also two men named Eddie Joyce and Kathy Bennett. Oh, I'm also Blake Hunsley. Hi.
And two men named Eddie Joyce. So we were talking about a story earlier today that we were going to talk about on this, and literally 5 seconds before we started recording, we were pulling the story up to just refresh ourselves, and we found a different angle that is even more fucking insane.
It's so much more fun. So why don't I introduce the less friendly-looking Eddie Joyce, and then you can enlighten us on the significantly more friendly Brooklyn. Man, seriously, the significantly more friendly-looking guy and the foul-looking guy. And one's from Newfoundland, and one is from New York City. And like, man, it is not the way you think.
Oh,
Eddie Joyce is an MNA, a member of the MHA.
MHA.
MNA is Quebec. I was like, wait a minute, they're not the nation anymore.
Quebec.
Yes, now MHA is a member of the House of Assembly for Newfoundland, and he was a cabinet minister in Newfoundland, and he's been suspended. He's now sitting as an independent because of seemingly numerous bullying complaints.
Likely multiple
bullying complaints, I would definitely say.
Yeah.
But before we get to that nebula, Eddie Joyce, friendly Eddie Joyce.
Friendly Eddie Joyce is an author, New York Times best-selling list author, who actually, if I recall, has been very instrumental in getting quite a few charities' attention in the past for not only good things like, you know, kids with cancer and shit. Well, that's not a good thing for giving them money, but namely sexual harassment charities.
Whoa.
So I bet this blew his fucking mind when he started getting yelled at for that shit.
Yeah. By the way, this is adorable. So. Author Eddie Joyce has been mistaken for
politician shithead Eddie Joyce.
Man, like, seriously, the crankiest looking politician. I understand he's going through some stuff right now, but wow, you are just violating every Newfoundland cliche. If you walked into a bar, most people would walk out of a bar. Dang. Anyway, he got thanked for something about fried chicken, like Mrs. Brown's fried chicken.
Eddie Joyce had apparently been aware of this politician before, because while the politician Eddie Joyce doesn't have a Twitter account, the author obviously does. And so some people, this happens quite frequently, want to express some thanks for the politician Eddie Joyce bringing some Mary Brown's chicken. That is a Newfoundland company.
Mary Brown's bye.
Try the taters.
There's something that's like, I can't remember what it is. A Newfoundland friend of mine told me that, like, going down to Mary Brown's and get a something and something was like essentially Newfoundland slang in their town, because it varies so much. But Newfoundland slang in their part of the world for, like, going out to any restaurant and picking up virtually any meal. It was like, get down to the Mary Brown's.
Down to Mary Brown's. Are you actually going to?
No. Mary Brown's is great.
Oh, no. Mary Brown's is fantastic. They pressure cook their chicken. This episode's brought to you by.
I don't think they do anymore.
No, they still do.
Do they?
Yeah.
They must, but there's no way.
You're
like,
not supposed to know.
Mary Brown's.
I've seen the drums themselves.
You didn't hear that part, but this episode should be sponsored by Mary Brown's.
Mary Brown's chicken. It's the fucking shiznit.
Apparently, it's even known in Brooklyn these days, but it's known as Mrs. Brown's. So, that's gotta suck. It's gotta be fun when you're thanked for getting some Mary Brown's.
Yeah,
but
then people start screaming at you because you've probably, if not bullied them, or if not sexually harassed them, then bullied them. We were laughing because we just watched him give an interview with CBC and NTV. NTV is the actual thing that SCTV is based on.
NTV, I'll have you know, as you mentioned earlier, has the greatest production values in the years. I forgot about it until I remember the little intro things now, which are great, but that fucking microphone in the shot is so great.
Oh, God.
It's just everyone else, you got your logoed microphone, as you do.
Yeah.
And then NTV, Newfoundland Television, one presumes,
yeah,
has just this giant, godforsaken, bright blue thing with like, looks like the Federation logo on it or something. I don't even know. Yeah, it is intense.
Well, no, is the exact same logo they have had my entire life, at least, because half my family's from Newfoundland, and I have, oh my God, I've gone to Newfoundland so many times in my life, and through the 80s, the 90s, the aughts, NTV has the same fucking logo. It is the UN blue background with the Earth spinning on it,
wow,
and five stars in gold.
It's so bad. It's great.
So wonderfully bad.
Okay, so this is why I've been cackling so hard over here, is because Eddie Joyce, the writer, obviously is quite a friendly Eddie Joyce, because he just gave the most gentle tweet possible about this whole situation. This was April 26th, just, but he wrote, "A glimpse into the life of Eddie Joyce, a Canadian politician who is not me."
Not me.
Which, that's a very gentle reminder to people like that. It's not you.
Fuck off.
However, here is what he linked to, another Twitter comment from, obviously, a Newfoundlander in response to an Eddie Joyce interview. Wrote it to Eddie Joyce, CBC News, Newfoundland News NL, which has a Twitter account which we should all follow, despite my unadherence to Twitter.
Oh, jeez. Lord Turner, yes.
What on earth was that? What on earth was with that interview? Eddie, are you even competent enough to sit as an independent? You made absolutely no sense at all. You poor soul. Please resign altogether and hashtag make NL great again.
And yes, it should be pointed out that calling someone "you poor soul" in Newfoundland is like a southern it's woman like, calling, saying "bless your heart."
Bless your heart. That's
what I'm
thinking.
She hates you.
Yeah.
She thinks you're an idiot.
You're dumb and possibly a whore. That's great. So, but having just seen the interview with Eddie Joyce that we saw...
Oh, my God.
Which is a different one, for the record, than what this guy's referring to.
But this could... I actually had to check the timestamp.
I would like just put out there, Eddie, are you even competent enough to sit as an independent? You made absolutely no sense at all. Bless your heart, Eddie.
Asked simply, are you a bully? He gets three words into saying, I don't think so. So he goes, I don't think... Stops himself,
which would have been a great and honest place to stop.
Simple answer.
I don't think.
Oh, I don't think. Yeah, that would have been fantastic as well. But then he goes on a 5-minute rant that is just essentially, how can I be a bully if I give people money?
Yeah, it's all it is, and it's about helping other people, and like, you know, it's the way we talked about it was, it's not Sarah Huckabee nonsense where she obviously knows she's lying and just lies and lies and lies and lies.
No.
Like, Eddie Joyce clearly believes every word that he's saying is a valid answer and not a complete non sequitur, and also a valid answer that defends him wholeheartedly.
Yeah, like, he came off...
He gives money to towns that are represented by MHAs from other parties, and therefore how could he be a bully? Well, I can think of, and the reporter doing the question could think of a ton of different ways, and he looked... baffled and pissed. And whenever I encounter that reaction, especially from men of a certain age,
especially,
it's just like, you're gonna try to railroad this conversation rather than listen to a word.
Yeah. Well, there was especially
because you don't get it and you don't want to.
There was especially a moment near the end where the reporter clearly had caught him saying something and was about to jump in with something, and he did the classic, let me finish, says something completely different that then has to be addressed.
I would just like to ask you on a personal note, do you have extended family that are, for all intents and purposes, Eddie Joyce?
Thank God.
Oh, I've had this conversation and it infuriates me, because people like Eddie Joyce really think that they're defending themselves and launching a valid argument.
It's fascinating.
When there's obviously a complete unwillingness to even grasp the concept of the question.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to anyone else in the room, but they're just so indignant.
And let me connect them to something far worse, but probably legally not a good idea, but I'm going to just use it as an excuse to give a definition of what I felt like he's doing here.
This
mentally.
Part of the show is brought to you by Mickey Gorman, I bet.
So Ted Bundy, I believe it was Ted Bundy, he briefly worked while he was on his murder sprees at a suicide helpline.
I think I've read this, okay.
Yeah, and he... he used that as an excuse to make up for his multiple murders. I'm allowed to do this. It's also how some people get away from some serial killers. I'm allowed to kill other people because I did this good deed. Therefore, I have credit.
Okay, so in a much mental, in a
moral credit.
Yeah. So in a much less potentially litigious sort of way. Yeah, no, they're balancing the scales, and I can see that. Yeah. In his point of view, you know, he does give money to towns represented by other MHAs, and he does help people from other parties, and he does work with other party members, and he is generally helpful, apparently, according to himself. So that kind of makes it okay to be a total cunt sometimes, and to, like, probably tear people's hides off and rip them to shreds. And yeah. This is the thing, is we don't know what this bullying is. This is the most detail-free story I've seen in a long time.
And that's Newfoundland, because Newfoundland runs by the old rules. The Royal Newfoundland Constabulary, for instance, runs by the old Met rules, which are essentially, nothing to see here, move along.
Occasionally with relatively close to that.
Yeah. And Newfoundland politics run the same gamut in which if you want an answer, slip some green. Slip some green.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because everything is so... like, it's better than it used to be, but everything is so concrete. You vote for us, the same party as your family did, and because those are the people you run with. That is your entire social group. That is your class.
That is not unfamiliar in our particular province.
Yeah, well,
a lot of...
but oh my god, it can get insane.
Apparently so, because yeah. It sounds like things are rampantly unhealthy. I mean, this is... okay, so there are now two cabinet ministers, I believe, two liberal cabinet ministers in Newfoundland that have been removed and are sitting as independents now. Eddie Joyce and somebody, Kirby. Another cabinet minister from the same party... from the governing Liberals resigned, Kathy Joyce.
Yeah,
I think that was it. Wait, was she a Joyce too? Is everybody a Joyce? Jeez,
don't go too far down
Bennett,
that.
No, Kathy Bennett. Sorry, no, Bennett, Kathy Bennett. Yeah,
I was gonna say don't go too far down that rabbit hole.
And here I am getting Jesus. And here I am getting indignant that people would possibly confuse Eddie Joyce with Eddie Joyce. Not anything. So Kathy, I believe it was Bennett. She resigned, and there's, you know, speculation as to different reasons why she was resigning. I believe she pulled the always and forever believable spending more time, family, personal biz. Yeah,
because everyone
me time.
Walks away from money and power to hang out with the people that they have to be with the other time.
It's like, you know...
that's why Bill Clinton spent all his time
there. It's like 5/8 of the Republican Party right now. They just want to take a little me time and focus on themselves and their family. So she resigned. And it turns out now that it's because she felt bullied and intimidated and all kinds of things. But, like, and I think, in a way, this is, like we've talked about, it's indicative of a change in culture generally, where, you know, the old boys club, and more importantly, you know, whatever gender, the old way of doing politics, but let's be real, the old boys club way of doing politics, you know, was probably bullying. That's probably the way that shit got done.
Yeah.
You know, heads would roll to get your way sometimes. Now, you know... this all gets out, of course.
Yeah.
Even in Newfoundland, apparently, this gets out. Eventually. And so, it's changing. But the people who haven't been able to recognize it as a problem or even unusual...
yeah.
Oh, it's great. It's hilarious to see the utter bewilderment.
And to add just one more layer of silliness to it, a lot of it seems to be coming out through a Twitter account called Whacked, or...
oh, Whack Job. That whack was great. Job. A reporter actually asked a question. Do you think Whack Job is a member of the House of Assembly?
Yeah.
So I imagine most of Newfoundland sitting back going, yep.
Oh, they're all Whack Job.
Dude. Yeah, exactly.
They're all Whack
Well,
job.
That's the best part, or the worst part, depending on whether you're a Newfoundlander or not, out of all of this, whack is you look at comments online about from different Newfoundlanders talking about this, and they're all infuriated at every politician of every stripe. It's great.
Because it's just this wonderful clusterfuck of you're all horrible.
Yeah.
You've all gone along with this.
Yeah.
It's the same as if when...
Well, not just you've all gone along with this, but really, this is your personal behavior.
Yes.
Is what has to be dealt with now. There's not enough other problems facing Newfoundland. We can take the time to deal with your personal behavior.
Horribly. Yeah, no. and it hasn't been for decades, more or less consistently.
Oh my god. Dale Kirby was the other guy, so he's also been turfed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm curious to hear when the details come out about this. Apparently, as I believe I think it was the CBC reporter mentioned that, you know, these aren't, yeah, refreshingly, these aren't sexual harassment allegations.
So far.
There's also a male member of the House that's come out and lodged a complaint about this as well.
Yeah, but he seems to be more annoyed that, like, I could see that the headbutting behavior of old, because he was significantly younger.
I think you're right.
Yeah, significantly younger than the accused Eddie Joyce.
Most interesting part of this for me is that people have been, apparently, people in the Liberal Party and possibly the Liberal Caucus in Newfoundland and possibly the Liberal Cabinet, have been complaining to the leaders of the opposition about this. Like, that's how little action was getting taken, that you had to break rank. And you didn't have to break rank just with journalists.
Yeah.
You had to break rank with, like, the enemy.
Yeah,
that's intense.
You never give your political enemy anything they can use against your party.
Members
that's
of the
insane.
Liberal Caucus apparently are saying they have no faith in the complaints procedure and the ensuing investigations in this. They're saying this publicly.
I can believe it.
Like, man, how broke down are your internal workings if you're willing to, like, you're willing to scorch your own earth, your own party's earth, publicly?
One of the last stories I worked on at the magazine involved me trying to get a single page of information out of a court file that was in Newfoundland. It took me 3 months and I want to say $75 to get an answer of, we can't find it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a great cop-out answer.
Yep.
It's like, what are you going to do with that? Well, nothing. Not a goddamn thing.
And, of course, our editor was quite annoyed that I didn't do enough, even though I had literally gone to Newfoundland to try to get the fucking thing.
He apparently should have talked to you with the leaders of the opposition parties in Newfoundland. I hear they hear everything. Leaking like a bay water sewer pipe, is that it?
Yeah, leaking like a
Bay Roberts
sewer pipe.
Yeah. Wonderful. You were a Bay Roberts sewer pipe once?
Ugh.
Good times.
Gross.
Is there anything else going on locally? I feel like
Speaking of sewage, Halifax Water once again released a ton of human feces into the Halifax Harbor and tried to cover up, because they always do. So we're going to have to get back Peter Kelly and throw him in, because that seems to clear things
he
up.
He absorbs all of it, apparently.
That's why he's such a scum.
I was just thinking, you know, if Huck Sanders has taught us anything, you're not supposed to go after looks. But, man, he just never looked the same after swimming in the harbor.
No, he did not. His behavior was always terrible, but, ooh, that, like, the poor guy.
Poor guy. Well, if we're going to talk about looks, I feel like we should move on to America.
We definitely should move on to America.
Because I just can't stop looking at America these days.
My God.
So, a couple hours ago, read a whole bunch about what's his name there, Michael Cohen.
Yes,
and his phone's being tapped.
Sure
for
is.
Weeks before he got his office and his home and his hotel room trounced.
To which Rudy Giuliani said, "Well,
everything."
You know, well, yes, everything. But Rudy defended Cohen, saying, "Like, well, he should have been made aware that his phone was tapped." Because that's what you do when you're investigating a criminal.
Is that entitled bewildered, or is that I should have retired 15 years ago when I still had my full set?
You know what I think was the greatest casting ever?
Mm.
James Woods as Rudy Giuliani. And it just gets better and better with age, because they're both batshit insane fuckheads. And I want him to reprise the role. And he'll do it now, totally. He'll totally do it, because he'll toe that fucking line and think that's great. And it's just like, no, we want you to play him, because you really capture how much of a useless asshole he is.
Man, he seized a moment once upon a time.
Yep.
Had an outlandish amount of respect across his home country and beyond. And now he's sunken willingly to this.
Yeah, well, the truth...
This is amazing. He's making geriatric grandpa statements
yeah.
on Fox News like twice in 2 days, and twice in the span of 24 hours.
Yeah, completely flipping the tactic of not a tactic, completely flipping the narrative that Trump is trying to get out there concerning the payoff for Stormy Daniels, and incriminating the entire fucking thing. Like everyone on his side is now incriminated by that statement. And you know what the funny thing is? He's not even the acting lawyer in the case. He's just acting as Trump's personal lawyer.
I read
not
today,
even the president.
I read Trump today someone was criticizing him as a lawyer, saying the last time he was in a courtroom was for one of his divorces. Which
which was last week.
In other news, yes, exactly. His third wife, who he divorced his second wife on the grounds that he was banging his soon-to-be third wife.
Mm-hmm.
Hate when media talks about salacious details.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah, no, so they're going their separate ways. And the timing is a little convenient if your whole party and your whole cadre is going to go down.
Yeah, yeah, like, get out. Get out while you can.
Yeah, like, who was it, which was the kid? Was it Don Jr.'s wife?
Yeah, she's taken off. That's fantastic.
That's good news for her.
Rudy Giuliani also said, in terms of, like,
this was
people
Judy,
that made...
Judy Giuliani.
Judy Giuliani.
That's great.
Rudy Giuliani, he said as well that while Ivanka should be kept around because she's good-looking and some, you know, like... No,
didn't he say she
good,
was a piece?
Yeah, a piece. Something like that. A piece. Something to oogle and ogle. Jared Kushner can be tossed into the fucking garbage. That's a paraphrasing, but just barely. So he's actually setting up a play in which Jared Kushner is going to be thrown under the bus by the Trump campaign for this entire thing, or
this
Trump
is
presidency,
the thing. It's
or
like
Trump defense.
Rudy Giuliani, if he's not
narco,
like, if it hasn't started to fall apart upstairs,
yeah, which
like,
it has.
He's been smart enough to call enough attention to himself over the years,
yeah,
like,
but never capitalize on it successfully.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But, like...
And today he's...
I just can't fathom that he still has access, unless there's some plan where the shit he's coming out and saying is actually just softening the landing for more insane shit coming down the pipe.
Yeah.
Like,
it's hard.
Is this
yes.
purposeful, this craziness?
The answer is
Michael Avenatti,
all.
Stormy Daniels' lawyer,
yeah.
wanted to send Fox and Friends a cake
yeah.
if they would keep having... Giuliani and Trump on to keep incriminating themselves and making his job easier.
And absolutely like, should. They're making everyone's job easier because they're all a collection of
how is this allowed to happen, though? I realize, what is it John...
Power is...
What is John Oliver saying for it? Stupid Watergate? I
yeah,
realize
yeah,
it's
stupid,
that, like,
it's stupid gate. Yeah, but like power... Power... Alright, how to put this... power is so alluring... That even if an idiot has it, everything has to revolve around it.
I get that, but we talked about this in the sense of Huckabee Sanders, who I just... we'll digress about her smoky eyes later on.
Yes.
But we talked about this and how she goes up to the podium and she just makes the worst asshat of herself every time. She just, like...
She's not even
she doesn't
a good
convince
liar.
Anyone. She's not there to convince anyone.
Yeah.
She's just there to stymie and just...
And she will
be disrespected.
Oh, kitty, you're gonna make all that sound so fucked up sitting in front of.
We're apparently now sponsored by my house pets who won't get it. But she has an object lesson just in her immediate predecessor.
Yeah,
Sean Spicer went up and pulled this nonsense. Everyone made fun of him constantly. He came out after it was all done. And what wasn't he at an awards show? He was on stage.
Yeah, he was at the Golden Globes, during which Captain Lorca. Brought everyone's attention to it by tweeting a face of just going, fuck off. Fuck off.
Yeah. Well, didn't he try to, like, kind of make fun of himself? He's kind of like, yeah, I'm in on the joke. And it's like,
yeah.
And the entire
isn't
world, I hope,
great?
Collectively went, fuck you forever.
Yeah,
you have no credibility, and now you're not the one actively
yeah.
standing up for this shit.
Except
so
for
you have no purpose. Get out forever.
The award show thought it was fucking hilarious, though, of course.
Who's ever been on the same page mentally with any award show producer ever?
That's a great question. Tony Awards and Hugh Jackman.
Tony Awards, period.
Yeah, Tony Awards.
That doesn't count. That gets an exemption. Can't tell gays and trannies host this podcast.
God damn. You want to talk about that? Oh, Mamma Mia is coming to town, and I just want to puke, because, like, as much as it's, like, I like ABBA, I know that There's some people who really love that show. The movie was great. Meryl Streep's fantastic. But I hate how this town looks at culture and goes, what's the softest shit we can do?
Mm.
Let's not do anything interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Bring fucking anything here.
That's a sad digression. But it's a sad digression for a reason. I went to America, and I went to Detroit, which is where I figure you should start in America.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, you know, like, it's probably one of the more authentic places to go, and it kind of doesn't only go up from there, but it goes up in a lot of directions from there.
Yeah.
And I loved it. People were just saying shit and doing shit and trying to build things and just despite it all, I thought, whatever. You know what? We don't have the balls for that.
Mm-mm. No.
It was a little jelly despite all of the obvious badness going on around.
I mean, yeah, sure. It has also led to complete collapses and bad things like 400 years of slavery.
Well, the Civil War wasn't, you know, that hot either.
Yeah. Speaking of which,
at least the Civil War was somebody's choice.
Genius, was it a genius voice of a generation?
Oh my God. Amazing. Just, Kanye. If that's to draw, you know what, if that's to draw attention to his whatever, let's not even give him name recognition.
Let me just say one thing.
Okay.
There's a reporter at TMZ, I can't remember his name right now, but there's a video online of him addressing this to said celebrity's face, and it is fucking amazing. He just lays everything out to his face.
Does he look like he heard it or learned anything?
He was in the room when it was said, and he was. This is a black reporter, and he said, "Listen, I hear you. I respect you. I love your work, but you just said a bunch of fucked up shit."
And was there any response that led you to believe that the audience of this remark learned anything or was made?
He looked embarrassed.
Well, that's something.
Yeah.
Well, that's something.
He looked like he was being talked down to. Because he knew he had fucked up, and none of what eventually became him doubling down on it appeared. But you know what this has led to, though? There is a InfoWars poster now that you can buy with his image on it. It's like, you know, one of his promotional things, and the quote, and it's for sale on InfoWars.
I don't ever want to support InfoWars in any way. I don't even like dirtying my mouth with the name, but I really want that poster. Wow.
Oh my God.
Obviously for very different reasons than your average listener of that show or watch for that show would want that poster.
Yeah.
But wow.
Yeah, they've seen a massive drop not only in Twitter followers in the like a million range, if I recall, but also
and those are just the Russian bots.
But purchasing of their records from, you know, like black audiences who are the majority of their audience,
mm-hmm.
but there's been a massive.
Are
upswing.
We using they in the gender neutral sense so we don't have to talk about Kanye West?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm over.
Fuck it, Kanye. But Kanye has now seen a massive upswing from the KKK, alt-right, neo-Nazis, everyone who otherwise would hate him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Poor Donda.
Yeah. Poor Donda. Oh, and to further try to make his new album, which apparently I heard is going to be a piece of shit. It's not at all like his last one.
Oh no! See, this is going too far. We're
no. Just wait for it. Just wait. He's putting the photo of the doctor he believes killed Donda as the cover of the album. The doctor has written an official complaint saying, "Do this, and I will sue you."
I wish my facial expression could be conferred. Via audio, because Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's hard lawsuit. That is, you are going to get shit kicked in court, even if you are a millionaire.
Calling it right now, the next big oops, better get out with my, you know, ass intact, and it is quite a substantial ass to get out. Yeah. Divorce territory there, get out while you can.
Fuck.
Pretty bad when you have to flee a marriage out of embarrassment and you're the Kardashian.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of potential marriage issues and whatnot, Beyonce is not too happy that Jay-Z is under federal investigation concerning a $200 million deal.
Ooh.
That just came out, so I don't know any details of it, but holy shit!
Who isn't under investigation these days in America?
Most people who should be. Oh, technically, right. Bill Cosby, because he was found guilty. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Man, grossest things in that deposition? Mm. Oh my god, just... well, we want to talk about, you know, an old man who doesn't get it. Like, holy shit. He admitted to horrifying things.
And then, just yesterday, released an
official... Just gave her 3 Benadryl, and then she passed out, and then she wasn't complaining. It's like, what?! And then, and honestly, and this is just slight paraphrasing, and then, you know, that's she didn't resist. She couldn't. She was passed out. Nothing gonna stop me. Yeah. Nothing was gonna stop me. Like, something to that effect. Holy shit.
Nothing's gonna stop me. And so, today or yesterday, he released an official statement claiming that it was a misjustice. The entire thing was a misjustice because when the legal system was founded, black people weren't considered... people. So, it's okay for him to rape people.
I hope he dies in prison.
Yeah. Yeah. Because women weren't considered people either, so...
The earliest TV show I ever remember, like, tuning in for every week and laughing my head off was definitely The Cosby Show.
Yeah, and someone at Vice, I want to say, sat down and watched it again and was just like, now it just feels like this deeply offensive fuck you. Where it's like everything he says is a lie. Everything.
I feel like...
At least Bob Saget pretend when he's off screen from Full House. He goes about saying, fuck this, fuck you, whatever.
Well, you know, in his defense, at least Bob Saget doesn't rape people.
No. No, Bob Saget will do many things, but he will not rape you.
He'll do many gross things with your consent.
Glowing endorsement for Bob Saget. And will not rape you.
And for gross things, so long as you have
consent. Speaking of consent, yes, also Uncle Joey will do things with consent if you are a 16-year-old Alanis Morissette. Wow. Cough.
Oh.
That's who you ought to know is about.
A long time.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah. He's like Warren Beatty, but, you know, shittier.
I had such a good segue to bring up Michelle Wolf earlier, and I can't now. I'm just all over the map. This is great. Man, Cosby. Just such a... such a throw. Gross. We're just gonna go on. We're gonna go on from, like... Ugh, such a grotesque man to such a wonderful woman.
God.
I'm so... Yeah. So... I loved Michelle Wolf for the last little while. Not to be too local hipster about it, but, like...
But, you know, she's good.
Brent and I discovered her a while back now. I can't remember why. I think she's been a guest on talk shows, you know, for a little bit now, and... Oh, she had her HBO special. I think we saw that.
Yeah. She's someone that you're more likely to recognize just looking at her than her name. At this moment. Well,
before. Well, at this moment. Oh, my God, because her face is everywhere. But before, I don't know. I think with the first few times we saw her, I had definitely not encountered her before. And then fell immediately in love with this very caustic, wonderful woman. But this is the thing. She wasn't
even actually caustic.
No,
it was
but
just
she
truth.
Is a caustic comedian.
Yeah.
She is like, well, in the same way that she speaks unvarnished truth and it's hilarious. But, and she doesn't set out to tear anyone. Well, no, maybe she does. I think she should.
No, well, yes, but no, she does that wonderful thing that actually, Jon Stewart really did well, where they know everything about you, they say really good things about you, and then they cut right to that one thing that will burn you from the inside out.
Oh, my God. So, everyone knows now that she went to the White House Press Correspondents Dinner, which, you know.
Who did something
that Trump couldn't do.
Yeah, their response was...
Yeah, apologize. Those pricks.
They have... It's there to celebrate the First Amendment, and they apologized for an
for celebrating the First Amendment.
First Amendment. They are
That's what I'm
cowards.
Jealous of America of.
Yeah.
They have better free speech than we do.
Yeah.
They do. Okay. This is a couch occupied solely by people who are supposed to be defended by hate speech laws. Like,
and I'm totally having fun following Warren Kinsella's battles with Your Ward News. Oh, there's a neo-Nazi rag in Ontario called Your Ward News. And Warren Kinsella and his wife have been doing a private prosecution of it. Because fuck that. It's hate speech. But, like, this is outright advocating for genocide.
I don't agree with hate speech. There's where you draw the line. Yeah. You can't incite violence. You can't advocate genocide. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater and all that. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. But if you're going to pretend to celebrate the First Amendment and then apologize for the remarks of a comedian,
yeah,
which were not only funny, but and not only true,
yeah,
but I would say necessary.
Yeah, and it, equal to the... This was actually, like, an extreme year. This was equal to every single other year. It was just as caustic.
Cecily Strong...
Yeah.
Made a joke about... Right in front of Obama... That was a joke about white cops, I believe, shooting black people.
Yeah.
And not a word was said that I recall. Certainly not on this magnitude.
No.
Like, okay, so...
And, like, George Bush sat there and was ridiculed for 8 straight years. And because it was Bush, he just says, that's kind of funny.
You know what? I never thought I would have any feelings besides, like, disgust and hate for George Bush. And then things got so much darker on this timeline.
Yeah.
And also... Just, man, someone can be so simple sometimes you just can't argue.
I gained a lot of, not respect, but like for him when I found out that he fucking hates Dick Cheney.
Yeah, I
can't be in the same room with him. They hate each other. They call each other the worst fucking names.
That makes me feel better. He's still a war criminal, though.
Oh, yeah, he's still a war criminal. Yeah, but Dick Cheney's a bigger war criminal. Yeah.
So yeah, Trump can't bring himself to, God, I'm surprised he can exist, there's so much disgust, but he can't bear to handle mockery. He's fine with the general disdain, but he can't seem to handle mockery.
If it was an ass-kissing fest, he would have been there.
Yeah.
With a throne.
Oh yeah. So Michelle Wolf got up there and mocked the house down, just burned everyone to a cinder.
It was wonderful.
As other comedians have done in the past.
Yeah.
And then mocked the fuck out of Trump, and it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to fast forward a little bit, because I'm so angry at Mika Brzezinski, I can't hold it. So, she burned everyone down. She burned the news people down.
Mm-hmm.
And then she burned Trump down. And then she burned Sarah Sanders down for being a liar.
Yeah.
And for propping up a horrifying authoritarian regime that hates and punishes women.
Yeah.
Among others. And yet, somehow, Maggie Haberman and others, including Mika Brzezinski, found her comments to be about Sarah Sanders' appearance, somehow.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, everyone got all fake outrage about that, which was one thing. I expected it from the people on the right, because, you know, if your party's in power and gets mocked to hell and gone, of course, that's what you're supposed to do, apparently, when you have no sense of humor.
Yeah.
But fucking the super rich journalists and super rich media types in America that were furious over this. Mika Brzezinski, not from, Coffee Time, Idiocy Hour, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I actually watch that show because it's far superior to any morning television in Canada. Well, TV Ontario, I don't know. We don't live there. It's probably better.
YTV used to have a really fun thing in the morning. They'd show cartoons and then have, like, little breakfast thing.
That would be far superior to having you.
Oh, shit! No, it was Sean Majander.
Who wants to endure Ben Mulrooney in the morning?
Ew!
So anyway, I get sucked into watching Mika and Joe and... what's his name? The handsome one. Willie Geist. Oh, Willie Geist. Now I'm going to get in trouble for talking about appearances.
I know.
But so she was mad about the appearance jokes at Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
So terrible.
Who is one of the worst people I can imagine. So deserved, even if it was about that. But it wasn't. But she was mad at a group of journalists responding to Michelle Wolf's jokes about how broke Trump is by all parroting, how broke is he?
Yeah.
She was basically saying that made it obvious that they were all complicit against the Trump government, and now Trump supporters would understand that they would take it that the media is biased against Trump. As if Trump's government isn't a mockery of everything journalism is supposed to defend.
Yeah, and as if a basic call-out joke isn't the most basic fucking thing you can do.
And it would be bad enough if she was just agreeing with Maggie Haberman because she goes on, you know, Mika and Morning Joe, they all have to be defend each other. And it would have been bad enough if she was just a rich media type, and it would have been bad enough if she was just the kind of feminist that thinks defending Sarah Huckabee Sanders against an eyeshadow joke is more important than standing up against every element of Trump's government at all.
Oh, yeah.
But one of the jokes Michelle Wolf told was about Joe and Mika and their engagement after having met in the workplace, and she referred to it as when a Me Too moment turns out, I believe it was.
What?
No, Michelle Wolf did. She was like, it's kind of like when a Me Too moment goes right, I believe was the joke. And that, I guarantee you, was at the root of Mika Brzezinski being a world-class hypocrite.
Yeah.
Who defends women inequality and you have to treat women as equal, and yet has no goddamn problem with Sean Spicer being torn to shreds on SNL. They play it and laugh at those clips on their show.
Yeah.
They, every kind of joke they play, and I guarantee you a lot of the jokes that they've played from late night have played on looks. For Christ's sakes, every time they imitate, who's that weird southern racist who's the head of the Justice Department? Sessions.
Oh yeah, Jeff Sessions. He's a Keebler elf.
Yes, every time, oh, what's her name? Kate McKinnon. Every time Kate McKinnon comes out dressed as that hilarious, clear mockery of his appearance, they laugh their heads off.
Yeah.
But this she couldn't have, and I wonder why. Mm. What an embarrassment. Now I have no morning TV to watch. It's either that or Ben Mulrooney, so I just say no.
I haven't watched any morning TV with the exception of the Space Channel since, like, 1999. I don't know why. It's just I hate all morning TV, and you turn there, and it's like 90s sci-fi reruns.
I'm going to sit at the table and talk to my husband over breakfast. Thanks, Mika Brzezinski.
I'm going to watch what you Stargate. Do. Fuck that.
Wish I was watching Stargate.
Oh. On a pop culture note, you remember Teal'c?
Huh?
The big black guy in Stargate?
No.
What? He was one of the primary four characters.
I love the octave Teal'c. Range that I get from not remembering Stargate.
It's Teal'c!
Are we talking about the show or the movie?
The show.
I've never seen the show.
Oh, it's Richard Dean Anderson.
I'm waiting for reasons to watch the show.
It's hilarious. In a great way. It's self-referentially cheesy. It likes to run with the concept from the movie, but then just go, like, balls out insane. It's fantastic. It's 90s high cheese.
Who the hell was that? James Spader in that movie?
Yes, and they have a guy who plays James Spader in the show. Like, doing his best to be James Spader, but, like, evolve the Spader concept and character until by the end of the show, this isn't a spoiler, it's just as ridiculous. He has evolved beyond humanity into energy twice and come back because he found it boring. And still acting like James Spader.
I don't know that I'll watch that.
You have to watch it. It's great.
But I will watch Michelle Wolf's new show coming on Netflix at the end of this month.
What's that?
I don't know, but it's her show. I can't remember the name of it, but...
Damn it!
What a great timing. What great timing, though.
Just watch Michelle Wolf.
Burn the government down. Metaphorically.
Metaphorically.
And then have your own Netflix show.
Yeah.
That's the American dream.
Speaking of Netflix, and I know we're starting to get into like the territory of the other thing, but...
Speaking of which, people really should listen to our other podcast.
You should really listen to Won't You Please Shut Up, where we will talk about the robot ass in Lost in Space.
Okay, let's go to the kitchen and catch up.
Okay.
Because we need to watch that and...
catch on
There's nothing
later.
Else to talk about America. It's all Michelle Wolf, which is great. Yeah. Stormy Daniels, which is bringing porn into a whole new name. And
Kanye West, who is just
creating problems for fifth grade teachers who can't reference the news. Oh, God. Kanye West is now Voldemort.
Oh, wait. There is one more thing. The Washington racial slurs have been caught in international prostitution ring scandal in which they sold access to their own cheerleaders.
And that's still not offensive enough as their own name.
I know. Wow. Well, the whole thing is a...
What's the politicians. What's going on here?
So they went on a trip... I want to say it was somewhere in Europe, and it was kind of like a cultural outreach to rich people and other politicians and shit.
That's the culture they need to reach out to.
Yeah, and not only were 9 of the girls chosen to be escorts for 9 high-powered men, but the men were also given access to watch the women change without knowledge of the women.
See, that's gross.
Yeah.
I realize I'm not, giving anything new to the conversation by calling that gross, but, like, okay, well, let's get back to Canada for a hot second, because our governing party, at their party convention, I believe it was, really signed on to legalizing prostitution. Mm-hmm. The government won't do it. Don't worry. They're all a bunch of pussies. So that
No. The way we do things in Canada is we'll just remove the laws and not actually create any protection. So it becomes this nebulous thing of, like, the cops will hassle you, but they can't charge you with anything. So it's technically legal by manner of I didn't see it.
At least then prostitutes might be more likely to call the cops when something goes terribly wrong.
Exactly.
Sadly enough, that would even be an improvement.
It's how things in Canada actually progress. We just stop caring about stuff, and then you can do it.
But you know what? Like, you know, prostitution, I'm not going to go all moral panic on prostitution. But why are you going to spy on people? That's so gross.
I know. And then essentially sell them.
And then go back home and call yourselves the Redskins.
Yeah. Ugh. Fuck Washington.
Fuck Washington.
Fuck Washington.
Fuck Washington.
Thank you, I'm very nice boy.